Back again, y'all, the Jimmy Smith Show! I tell you what, we started out slow with the Las Vegas Raiders, but we're picking up steam now, 3-1. And Jimmy, what's the mood, what's the feel after you go out? It wasn't such a nail-biter beating the Broncos 23-7, and they did nothing in the second half. You guys should feel good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, kind of a bounce-back game for the defense. We've been letting go some of the lead in the fourth quarter for the last few games, and the fact that we picked it up on this one is kind of a big deal for us.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess the last few weeks, the nail-biter moment came later in the game, and this time it was nice to just sort of chill out and relax in the fourth quarter.
Cruise
go,
in.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice to have a good, a dominant win, especially against a team that was kind of hot and wasn't trying to see if they're going to be contenders this year. It was a good little scale for us.
And you being a Colorado Buffalo, did you have people blowing you up trying to get tickets or trying to get some of your time while you were in town?
Actually, my fiance and the kids went out there, and they got to see all the friends. I really didn't get to see a chance to see anybody, though.
Is that where you met at college?
Yeah, we met in Hopi Navajo Studies.
What?
Yeah.
Navajo. So what was the first part of that?
Hopi.
Hopi.
That's an
Navajo,
Indian.
Yeah.
Navajo studies.
Yeah. Basically Indian studies, yeah.
You got
That's
some,
great.
You got a little Native American?
So my dad says we have some Pawnee Indian.
That's great. I got some, too. I'm not sure what. What
I
about
feel like
you?
Everyone says that they think they have, yeah. I
mean, why is that?
Everybody,
Seneca.
Yeah, everybody
right.
Says it, especially if they have good hair.
Yeah.
That's like the thing, yeah.
Jimmy, you played more yesterday than I think you've played in a minute. How you are you in the cold tub, hot tub? What's up?
Yeah, right now I'm just in my theater room, relaxing. But I got some body work coming in. I definitely feel like I played a football game yesterday. So like get to this body,
like a Chrysler. Got some body work coming in, Mary.
When did you get back home?
We got home at like 1:18, but I had to stay into the parking lot because I had to take a PED test. I had to stay there until like 2:15, 2:20.
Oh, man.
Use the bathroom the second time, yeah.
Do you know that's coming, or do you get off, get back to Under Armour Performance Center and say, hey, whoa, Jimmy, fill this cup up?
Well, they tell you on the flight, like, you got a PED test when you land. So you got to be able to try to hold it on the plane or whatever. So I had to use it. I had drank too much fluid on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to wait till it was, I don't even know, to 0.5 or whatever the grade is.
That's messed up. Yeah. Well, you had a couple really good plays. We got to come back and highlight those, especially the one where the ball hit you in the back. I got to ask you about that. That was very, very cool. Do you even know when that happens, by the way?
I think he just tried to throw that pass on a straight line just because he gave a signal, a little gunshot signal, so we kind of knew it was going to be a fade, or a quick fade release. So if he had put some air in there, I think Chuck Clark would have been able to go grab an interception.
Well, it's always more fun, Marianne, talking after a victory. And now it's the former Baltimore Colts, the Indianapolis Colts, and a long stretch at home. We're just getting rolling. It's a Jimmy Smith Show. It's Kirk and Marianne. We're here till 7 on 98 Rock.
All right, Jimmy, we've got some home games on the schedule, and that's kind of feel good, right? Stay around
Absolutely.
The kids. Yeah.
Do you look?
There is something about winning on the road. It's nothing like playing at home, but there is some type of special feel when you win a home game, a away game.
Yeah. Like a ha-ha.
Like just how loud the Denver Stadium was.
Yes.
It was loud.
Their crowd, they're so into it. Every incomplete pass, they're screaming. I mean, it's a great environment. And just to silence a crowd like that, it's a great feeling.
They don't seem like the kind of fans that'll flip you off hard like Pittsburgh or Cleveland.
They flipped us off the entire way. We drove up there on our buses. Every team does that.
Every team. People... Fans, they'll go to Tennessee, and they'll be like, man, the fans were so nice. That Southern,
you're right.
Yeah.
He's like, no, be a player, you'll see.
So you got a long stretch of a month or so where you don't leave your own bed. Starts with the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. They just finally won one. yesterday, but do you guys know about the history of the Baltimore Colts being here for so long? Does anybody care?
I don't know if it matters to people nowadays, but
you do know.
Cleveland, I guess. Yeah, I know about it, but I know like we left Cleveland or something like that, right?
Well,
it was like a big deal.
Let me give you a quick history lesson. The Colts left here in 1983 or 4, mm-hmm. and we didn't get a team until 96. The Browns, which turned into the Ravens, they came here, and then the Browns got their franchise, their colors, their name, and everything in 4 years, 5 years, something like that. So it was a sore spot when the Colts left, and for so many Sundays, there was nothing to do. Then the Ravens got here, and Cleveland could have had those two championships, those two Super Bowls, had they treated their team better.
This is originally a Cleveland-based team?
The Ravens came from Cleveland.
Wow.
But the Colts were here, and now they're in Indy. So now they're coming back.
So confusing.
Yeah, that's...
Ravens are a new team.
Right, yeah. But yeah. I like that they started off with their own identity, their own colors, purple and black. And it's the old-timers, Jimmy, that care about what happened.
I do have a Baltimore Colts hat. It's pretty cool.
Oh, eBay.
What do you think about Carson Wentz and Nyheim Hines and some of their weapons?
We played them last year, and we got to play Carson Wentz at Philly. But I think they have a good team. They obviously, that game could have went either way. We made some plays on the defensive end to help us close that win out. But they have a really good defense. And that 58 Leonard's a beast. He really sideline to sideline. Gave us a tough time last year.
Darius, but
we're going to definitely have a handful with them.
If you were playing the Jaguars, you'd say, they got a good team. They're going they're going to be tough.
I have to say the right words.
Yeah. Guys are programmed. Mm-hmm. They don't want to piss right. anybody off.
Is there do you guys get training for interviews where they say just be as generic as pot, like, so you don't give out anyway any clues?
I mean, you can't just go out like, damn, they're freaking trash. Yeah. We're going to kick their butt. You can't really, you can't go online and say that. Then if you do say something like that and they end up whooping your butt, then you look even stupider. Right. So, no, I mean, it's the NFL, so every team is good. And like yeah, I said, we really
true.
Did play them last year.
Right.
But they were a good team last year.
When Jimmy's with his boys, he's like, man, they suck. Well. You know what he's saying? It's got to be that way. All right.
You know how you feel against in the team locker room, and when your team talks about a team, that's when you get a good feel of what you think of them.
All right, we're getting the inside scoop from number 22, Jimmy Smith, the Jimmy Smith Show, right here on the flagship station of the Ravens. 98 Rock. Jimmy Smith Show, and wow. Next week, it'll be on a Tuesday, because you guys are prime time.
Well, not the game. Us talking to Jimmy Smith will be on a Tuesday. Game is Monday night, 8:15, October 11th.
Yeah, give you a little extra day to rest up. What do you like better, Monday night, Sunday at 1, Sunday at 4?
Honestly, I like the Sundays at 1.
Yeah, it's normal. Marianne's favorite yeah. is Sunday
four.
At 4.
4, because
you
I get
some time.
Yeah, you get your day
time
in.
After the game, yeah. Mm-hmm. You get a little time after to celebrate, eat some food, see
oh,
family.
That's true.
Like, when you have late games like this, you get in at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, or whatever, and
yeah.
you don't really get to celebrate it. You just go to sleep and then back to work.
It is a very late game. Jimmy, how was the altitude? How did that affect you? I know you guys, your game plan was to go into Colorado as soon as possible so you don't have to feel the effects.
Get out for 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, it had minimal effect, I feel like. If anything, it was just more in your mind. You're going to get winded and get tired in every game anyway, so just the fact that it's in your mind that this altitude, you might have been a little bit more tired, but probably no different. Yeah.
When you roll into another town like Denver, do you do your walkthroughs and then go back to the room, get some room service, go to bed?
There's no room service due to all this COVID. But we used to do it. I used to watch a movie or something like that. But, yeah, we get there. We have a few hours off. So sometime we'll have family there. We'll go get something to eat, come back, meetings, and then you'll have a snack at night. And if it's an early game, you get right up, go to chapel, eat, and go right to the buses and get ready. Or if it's a late game, then it's like you kind of got to sit around all day, find something to do. Like if it's a Monday night game, like this one, we're going to be sitting in our houses all day.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Watching,
yeah. It's just well,
it's
weighs over
Sunday
you.
To get to watch games.
Yep. Right. Study.
It's going to be a good stretch. Ravens Walk is going to be mobbed with people for the next month. This is a weird season just because Cleveland, the Ravens play Cleveland, then Cleveland gets a bye, then plays the Ravens again. You guys are home for a month and a half. It's bizarre, but that's how the schedule makers do it.
Yeah, they kind of try to set us up for a couple trap games.
Yep. Woo! 3-1, man. You know, you start 0-1, everybody starts looking around at everybody like, oh, no, I'm not sure what we got here.
Yeah.
Oh, I got so many guys hurt. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Now everybody's relaxing, relaxing a little bit. And it was great to go out. Denver was 3-0, but they ain't played nobody. Now they played somebody. 3-1.
I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show. I also want to give a little shout out to my son's birthday today.
Hey! What's his name?
Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith.
Jalen, how old's Jalen?
Jalen was 4 today.
That's a big one. What's he into right now?
He says, "What?" He said, "What?"
What's he into? Like Paw Patrol? What's his thing?
Football. He's into football.
Wow.
He is
okay.
Sitting and watch tape with me, and like he's really into football.
That's he's watching
so
tape.
Funny.
Homeboy is watching tape.
Like, he'll, "Dad, I want to watch football." Like, get your iPad.
Yeah. Does he know? Do you explain what's going on, or is he just absorbing it?
He definitely understands what's going on.
That's
now.
That's awesome.
Play, rewind. Play, rewind. Play, rewind. it's how the tape goes.
Yeah, he'll be a coach if he's studying the plays.
Yeah.
He'll be a great coach.
He just likes to watch it so far. He just likes to point out Dad. He likes to point out Lamar. Like my oldest son's favorite player is Justin Tucker.
That's cool.
So he loves watching him.
That's an odd one. The kicker isn't usually a little kid's favorite, you know, because they're not out there as much.
Right.
Yeah.
He met him when he was a child. When I had him the first time, my oldest. He met Justin Tucker way back in the day and just been his biggest.
That's my guy. Yeah. So cool. Well, happy birthday, Jalen.
Jalen. All right, Jimmy. Raven for life, number 22. We'll do it again next week, the Jimmy Smith Show. Thanks, Jimmy. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks.
All right, I'm getting used to this, you guys, talking to Jimmy the day after winning. I mean,
could they rip off 16 in a row? You never know.
It's nice. It's a good pattern to set. It's a good precedent. So, let's get into the game a little bit more. Kirk said you had a lot of field time.
He did.
More than usual.
Dude, you wrestled Noah Fant down to the ground. And I remember we were talking last week. I said, will he go high or go low? And Jimmy's just like grabbing the guy, trying to get him on the ground. So you're not really, you're just trying to get the big guy on the ground and a mission accomplished.
Yeah, pretty much. My coach in college taught us just get him down. It don't matter how you get him down, just get him down.
And no pass interference when you're running with the guy. Jimmy, if you had thrown your arms up and not turned around, that would have been PI. But you're running with the guy. The ball hits you in the back. And end of play. A lot of guys throw their arms up in the air, but they don't turn around, and then it's pass interference. So that was pretty heady on your part.
Yeah, I mean, it was a quick pass, too. I don't think I did even had a chance to turn around unless I got, you know, into his hip pocket. But it was a tight split, so he was running a wide fade, so it was one of those plays where you either have to play the hands. But like I said, he threw it on the B-line and just hit me right in the back.
And then after Prochet converted on 3rd and 8 and he fought for it, I wrote down, Jimmy, nice coverage on a deep ball. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I was playing safety. And I kind of bluffed down and they ended up running a post of 14.
You get that, Marianne?
That's actually what I wrote down,
And ran the post on 14. You guys went for the record and got it. That was the strangest thing I've ever seen. Averett, who is coming on strong, Marianne, Wink Martindale said, this kid could be a Pro Bowler, could be a Pro Bowler. And I was like, sure he can. He's got 2 interceptions. I haven't seen him get burned at all. And so the Ravens get the ball back, and Lamar Jackson runs for 6 yards, and you guys get the record. You're on defense, Jimmy, but did you know what was transpiring at that time?
When they were getting running the ball?
Yeah, usually it's a victory formation, but everybody knew that the record was still attainable, and it was wild.
I know at some point it was like we needed 30 yards, and then I think we hit the we kind of just marched down the field a little bit and ran the ball, and I think we needed 2 yards left. But I mean, obviously, I would have did the same thing Harbaugh did. I mean, that's a great record to to even be a part of, and to not do it on the last play to save somebody else's feelings is just that's not the game of football at all.
It's the cherry on top of a win to also break a record. Even though I guess I heard Lamar say
team, they would have done it.
Yep.
Yeah, Lamar doesn't really care about records. He more just wants to win.
Yeah, I believe him, but a little bit after, you know, when it's all said and done and 20 years from now, that record's not touched, you know, that's something he can definitely hang his hat on.
Right, for sure. Was there a big difference from Teddy Bridgewater to Drew Lock? It seemed like it, because, man, things went...
I think Drew Lock just kind of got out there, and he was in a different situation, so he had to let the ball go. Just trying to make something happen for his team in that second half. But as far as what we were doing game plan-wise, I think we just kind of attacked them both the same, just tried to harass them and change up the looks on them and not get a clear picture of what they were getting in the secondary.
Can you get a couple beers on the flight home? How's that work?
Yeah, we're not allowed to get beers on the flight home.
Especially when there's a test coming on the other side. I don't know. I guess they don't care about alcohol with that, but still.
In the old days, it looked like a party on the way home. I'm not even talking about the Ravens. I'm talking about the old 70s teams. You know, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, I wish we were a part of that, but nah. We're not allowed to drink on that flight. At least they don't bring us drinks on that flight.
Right. Wait, stewardess. Yeah, it seems like all athletes, baseball players, golfers, they were all just out of shape and just lumbered around. And now it's like everybody's high performance.
It's 11
athletes.
Months a year now.
Yeah. Awesome.
A whole different breed.
Absolutely. We've got the Colts up next. It's going to be exciting. Let's talk about the future. I know you guys don't like to look ahead too much, but I mean it's in 7 days, so
got to.
We'll touch on the Colts when we come back. It's the Jimmy Smith Show here on 98 Rock.